Welcome to the Hearing Suite podcast. This is episode one, where we're going to be meeting the team at the Hearing Suite today. My name is Ben Groom from local radio station Your Harrogate, and I'm going to be the host of this podcast throughout the series. Now, if you've listened to the preview podcast with Emily Woodmansey, who is the Director of Audiology at the Hearing Suite, you'll have heard all about the humble beginnings, the history of the business. Today, we're at Rudding Park in Harrogate to record the very first episode of this podcast series, and we're joined once again by Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Morning.
How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. It's really nice to be here with the whole team.
Absolutely. We've got the whole team with us. Can we have a cheer in the background from the team who are here? It's early in the morning, so they're not very energetic just yet, but there are coffees on the go as well. Emily, if anyone's not listened to the preview podcast, we talked a bit about why you're launching a podcast. So in a nutshell, what are we going to be covering in this series? Why did you want to start a podcast?
So it seemed a really nice opportunity to share a bit of our knowledge about audiology, some tips and tricks, do's and don'ts. We've got a really experienced team of audiologists. So yeah, we thought we'd talk about our specialisms and just see if we could help people in and around Harrogate a bit more with their hearing.
And it's a very special time for you guys at the Hearing Suite, because on the 10th of September, it was your four-year anniversary in Harrogate, but also you're branching out. We've now got one in Ilkley as well, a Hearing Suite.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so we celebrated those 4 years with a new practice. So again, we've opened something quite bespoke on the Grove in Ilkley. So if people are walking past, they can always pop in for a coffee with Liv.
Absolutely. Well, Liv is our guest today, but we're having a few guests. We're going to be meeting the team. We're going to be speaking to a few of the guys here at the Hearing Suite. So Emily, please introduce our first guest for the very first episode of the podcast.
Absolutely. So delighted to introduce Olivia. So Liv has joined us from the NHS. She is our head of audiology in Ilkley. So if you go to our Ilkley practice, it'll be Liv that you see. She's really experienced, a great listener. I'm excited for people to be able to work with Liv.
Absolutely. Liv, just tell us a bit about yourself then. So you've only just joined the Hearing Suite as the head of audiology in Ilkley. Just tell us a bit about your background.
Hello. So, yes, I am from an NHS background. So I worked at Airedale Hospital, which is basically where I grew up. I literally grew up two streets away from Airedale Hospital. I was there for 5 years, worked my way up to be senior audiologist, and I specialised in transition patients, which are like teenagers, moving into adulthood, and adults with learning disabilities. And then I've moved here over to the Hearing Suite.
Are you excited? You look very excited.
Yeah, I am. I am really excited. I am. It's I felt it was a massive opportunity, and I'm really excited to be here.
And as we've said, you've just launched the clinic in Ilkley, where you are the head of audiology. Just tell us a bit about how that's going so far, and sort of bookings for the first next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been going really good. So like Emily said, we had an open day on the Saturday, and there's also a wellness event in Ilkley going on at the same time. So two of us were up there, and the other two was down at the actual clinic on the Grove. So then we were just there basically just telling people who we are and what we do. But it was really, really successful. We got 2 weeks fully booked.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah, really, really good. And we've also our third week starting to get booked up now, which is fab.
Absolutely fantastic. We're going to be delving, as I said today, into the background of the team of you guys here at the Hearing Suite. Find out a bit more about you and what made you get into this sort of line of work. So, Olivia, what is it about audiology that sort of attracted you to get into that as a career when you first started?
I definitely wanted to do something healthcare. Always liked science at school. And it was probably the thing that I was actually quite good at, really, at school. So I did a few different experience days at Airedale Hospital, where I ended up. And I looked at all sorts of different things. But audiology, I just felt at home. Everyone was lovely. And I just loved the fact that you was sort of on a journey with them, whereas in other healthcare professions, you sort of see someone once and then you might not see them again. Whereas with audiology, you build up that rapport, you get to see them on a regular basis, and they sort of lean on you for support, and I liked that. I did my degree at Leeds University for 3 years, went to placements all over the country. I went to Wakefield, Hull, Barnsley, York, and then just loved it. Really, really enjoyed the degree. And I'm really glad that I went into it.
Absolutely. Your enthusiasm does come through. It absolutely does. And how has it been for you as a new member of the Hearing Suite team? How has everyone been sort of welcoming you into this environment? And you, no pressure, but everyone is watching and listening. We have got the team around us right now listening to this recording of the podcast. But how have they been for you sort of welcoming you to the team?
Really welcoming. They've been lovely. They've been so lovely because it's obviously a big jump going from NHS to private. And everyone's just been so supportive and so lovely. And even though we've been across sort of two separate sites, the first 2 weeks I was at Harrogate, so it was really good to sort of build them relationships.
And in Ilkley, new customers every week. Obviously, how has that been? Have they been sort of a welcoming community for you as well?
Yeah, definitely. There's been a few familiar faces from my NHS days as well, which has been
nice.
Oh,
very good. They recognise you.
Yeah.
They did. Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
So that was nice. But yeah, they've all been lovely. Really, really nice. Couldn't have asked for anything more.
Fantastic. Just back to you, Emily. How is it for you sort of collating people and building a team? Because you must be looking for sort of characteristics within a personality as well as skills when it comes to taking on new employees.
Definitely, definitely. And I think our team's grown quite organically. Never really intended to get up to a team of four audiologists, but been really lucky to find people with similar values but different skill sets. So I think we're all good at something slightly different. I think the really nice thing with Liv, that I don't know if she knows, but just before she joined, we'd obviously offered her the job and she'd worked a notice and those sort of things. And I was out with a friend who I trained with, who worked at York, and commented that Liv was joining. Sort of, audiology is a bit of a teacup. And she said, oh, I can't remember if it was when I was at York or Leeds, but she was definitely a student with us and we knew she'd go far. So it's nice to hear those little endorsements as well from kind of within the profession.
Absolutely, that's absolutely fantastic.
It is, it's lovely. And that's the thing with audiology, everyone knows everyone. Yeah. Which is a good thing.
As you say,
thing.
It's a teacup.
Yeah, definitely.
But for you, Emily, having been in this industry, well, having launched the Hearing Suite 4 years ago now, do you ever get a chance to sort of take a step back and look at how far it's come? Now that you're opening another clinic in Ilkley, your team's growing all the time, you're taking on brilliant new people. Do you ever get the chance to sort of, is it all just whirlwind for you at the moment, or do you ever get a chance to sort of take a step back and look at what's happened over the last 4 years?
I think a little bit whirlwind. I think sometimes because I see a lot of clients, I'm still very much in the kind of fitting of hearing aids, improving of hearing side of things. So sometimes I can forget to step back. That's one of the reasons we've come here today as a bit of a team, come to Rudding Park for a day away from the clinic to kind of look at what we do and what our values are and kind of inspire and kind of excite the kind of next steps of the Hearing Suite, if you like. So yeah, I could be better at that, definitely.
Well, it is a really exciting time for you guys, absolutely. And just today we've obviously got your team around us. Do you want to give us a bit of an overview of the rest of the team, who we'll be speaking to a couple of the other guys, the audiologists, shortly, but just sort of go around the table, introduce who else we've got here as audience members listening into this recording of the podcast right now?
Absolutely. So I'll go with Daisy first. I got the biggest smile from Daisy when you said that. So, so Daisy is one of our receptionists at Harrogate. She is our in-house linguist. She has her degree in French and master's in translation. She's nodding, I got it right. So it's Daisy who sends us in our little work group our BSL word of the week, so our British Sign Language word of the week.
Oh, very
each
good.
Each week.
Can you think of this week? Put you on the spot.
I'm being finger spelled at. No, I can't.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah. So we have Daisy. And then Daisy job shares with Karen. So Karen is a retired teacher and she is also my mum. So she's exceptionally well organised. Make sure I keep to my to-do list. But I know that patients really, really love coming in, and some of them know she's my mum, more of them might now, but often ask after her. And then we've got Victoria as well. So Victoria has joined us more recently. She will be with Liv in Ilkley.
And our next two guests that we're going to be speaking to very shortly. Do you want to give us a bit of a sneak peek as to who we're going to be speaking to?
Absolutely. So we've got Helena. So Helena is our adult audiologist. Her background is in nursing, so I know she'll be able to answer lots of interesting questions. She's with us in Harrogate. And then we also have Laura. She always makes us call her Laura, but her proper title is Dr. Laura Carter. So she has her doctorate in audiology, and she is our American team member.
Very good.
Yeah.
International team here at the Hearing Suite.
Absolutely.
Good. So that's a bit of an overview of the team for you. If you do come down to the Hearing Suite in Harrogate or in Ilkley now that they've got the second clinic open, you can meet some of these guys and you'll know just who they are because they've just been introduced by Emily. Go away and make a tea or a drink and come back very shortly because we're going to be speaking to another two audiologists here at the Hearing Suite. We've got Helena and Laura who are going to be our next guests. We're going to be finding out a bit more about those guys. We'll speak to you very shortly. Welcome back to the Hearing Suite podcast, where today we are meeting the team here at Rudding Park in Harrogate. It's been 4 years since the Hearing Suite launched in Harrogate and only a couple of weeks since they launched a second clinic in Ilkley. Now, our second guest, we've spoke to Emily and we spoke to Olivia. We've now got Helena and we've got Dr. Laura Carter as well. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
We are both doing well.
Very good. Now, you guys have both been with the Hearing Suite for over a year and you joined at the same sort of time. So should we start with you, Dr. Laura? You're an audiologist at the Harrogate Clinic. Just tell us a bit about your background. What made you get into audiology?
Yeah, so I've been doing this about 10 years and I started in America. My bachelor's degree is in speech, language and hearing sciences. And initially I thought I was going to go into speech language pathology. The two are really closely linked. But then by the time I went to apply for grad school, I decided that audiology was a better fit. I love that it's a helping profession infused with a little bit of STEM. I like getting to work with technology, so that's how I ended up here.
And how long have you lived in the UK, Laura?
A little over a year.
Right, and how have the UK audiologist clients been welcoming to you at the Hearing Suite?
It's been great. It's been so nice to move here from America and almost immediately feel like I'm part of the community and getting to learn about different people's backgrounds and have them learn about me too. It's been really cool.
And we've spoken before to Emily and Olivia. They're saying that one major plus of this profession is that you get to build sort of relationships with your clients and you really do get to meet them and get to know them on a personal level. How has that been for you over the last year? Have you managed to sort of build up a nice client base with your people that come to see you at the Hearing Suite?
Yes, that's very true. I actually just returned back from maternity leave, and so it's been nice already to see some of my old clients that I worked with before I went out, and they were kind of looking forward to seeing me, and I was looking forward to seeing them, very so it's nice. Been nice a nice way to come back.
I'm sure you had a lot of questions on your return about your newborn.
Sure, yeah.
So within that year then, how have the team here, who are all listening in on the recording of this podcast here at Rudding Park today, how have they been welcoming to you? Because we've spoken about the community within Harrogate, but it must be quite hard for you to make that change, moving to a new country, but then moving into a new team of people that are from a completely different country as well.
You know, this team in particular has just made it kind of seamless for me. I just felt like it was a good fit from the beginning, and it still is.
Oh, very good. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Everyone's smiling. Everyone's happy with that answer. And also our other guest we've got here is Helena Milnes, who is an adult audiologist in Harrogate. Helena, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. And just on Laura's point, we do absolutely adore her having us with us. Oh. Not just a work like perspective, but personally, she's really good for all of us. And she's always happy to answer some of my what seem like ridiculous questions, very patient, not just the motherhood from her, but as an audiologist, great.
Before we get into your background, Helena, we haven't actually touched on the fact that you're here at Rudding Park, but it must be quite nice for all of you guys to sort of get together as a team, look back on where you've come from in the last year or 4 years for the Hearing Suite in general, but look at where you're going as well as a team. And obviously there'll be some more people coming on over the next few years, I'd imagine. But how is it for you guys to sort of get together in a setting like this?
I think it's really important. Part of I've worked in teams before in different roles, in different careers, and being able to actually spend time with people, we all have a slight overlap constantly, whether it's once a week, once a fortnight, in whichever role, being able to, like, all of the teams see each other and still have that constant communication and just not feel, although we're over two stores, that we are separated by miles, that you can all just be one.
So Helena, just tell us a bit about your background, where you've come from, and what made you want to get into a career in audiology.
So unlike my three colleagues in audiology, I didn't go directly into it. I always thought I wanted to be within medicine, but I started, my first degree was in paediatric nursing. So I am an adult audiologist. I don't see children. So I'm purely over 18s, unlike my three colleagues, which seems a bit of a flip, but I spent quite a few years with under 18s and generally under about seven. So I think that was my stint of that. And so now I'm on the flip and I work with adults. I decided that nursing wasn't quite for me. Don't miss the nights. And I just sort of fell into it, knowing people that worked in audiology. It was never something I thought about at school or even knew that it existed. I didn't really have a personal connection to it, whereas I know other people have potentially had close family members that have had hearing loss or experiences. But I've really loved still being able to see patients and clients, because I know it is quite scientific, but still quite caring. And like you say, here at the hearing suites, what's really lovely is throughout audiology, you do have a reoccurring seeing of your patients, but we do it a lot more regularly. We keep our, like, we look after our own. Obviously, we would help everyone if they weren't available, but seeing everyone so regularly, you do actually, they become part of our lives and you end up knowing a lot more about them than you would normally.
Yeah, absolutely. That does really come through as well. Just going back to the fact that you're an adult audiologist and you don't really treat children, this is a really basic question, but how does that differ? Are there some things that only adults can get some sort of issues, or is it just completely different?
It was just a slight difference in the degree programs that I just decided that adults is the route that I would happily go down.
Right, no problem at all. Having worked in the Harrogate community at the hearing suite for over a year now, how have you found the community? How have the clients been for you? And we've touched on many times today the sort of relationships that you're able to build with people and get to know them on a personal level. Is there anyone that sort of stands out for you?
So I've been in audiology almost a decade, and there's been patients throughout that stick with you, and there's been some which already, even in that year, mean quite a lot. And it's lovely seeing what's happening in their life, because you talk to them and you learn about people, seeing that, and you share those experiences. And like you say, Laura was mentioning, you see people on the diary, or you know when they're coming in, and you're like, oh great, I can ask them about their wedding, or like what's happening with their grandchildren. So that's really lovely.
Just bringing back Emily Woodmansey, who's the Director of Audiology at the Hearing Suite. Emily, do you want to give us a bit of an overview of what the next episode two of the Hearing Suite podcast, what it's going to be about and what we'll be chatting about when we reconvene next time?
Absolutely. So next time we're going to talk about all things earwax. So I think people often think that earwax is somehow dirty or unpleasant. It's often unwanted, but we're going to talk a bit more about how to safely manage earwax at home and what to do if there's a blockage and why it's there, and yeah, all things ears.
And do a bit of myth busting as well.
Yes, definitely, because there's so many myths that kick around about how you use drops and what you can and can't put in your ears. So just to kind of clarify some things.
Absolutely. So join us next time on the Hearing Suite podcast for episode two, wherever you find your podcasts, or on the Your Harrogate website, yourharrogate.co.uk. But in the meantime, Emily, thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you.